The Chattanooga State Tigers baseball season came to an end last Friday at Andrew as they were in the Appalachian District Regional Final Series, whatever it was, the step right before getting to the JUCO D1 World Series out there in Grand Junction, Colorado. And unfortunately, things just kind of didn't break the Tigers' way. They had a lead going late into that game, and give credit where credit is due. Andrew made a push, and they got themselves an 8-7 lead with a three-run home run late in that game. And unfortunately, the Tigers weren't able to come back, and they fought hard to the bitter end, and it was a really, really successful season. They ended up finishing 15th in the JUCO D1 Nation. And joining us now one more time this year is our good friend, Mr. Greg Dennis, the head baseball coach of the Chattanooga State Tigers. Coach, welcome in. I know it's obviously it was disappointing. You and I were talking a little bit about it off of the air, but talk to us a little bit about that final game in which you guys fell 8-7. I know you said Ty Burchett was going to start, and there's no box score up there as of right now up on the website, on the JUCO website, but I tried to tune in as much as I could, but it didn't seem like he had it. He kind of lost it there in the second inning.
Yeah, he had a really good first inning, and then second inning he just struggled. And, we really, command was just an issue for us, and it hadn't been all year. But sometimes it's lights get a little brighter and things get a little more under the microscope. It's human nature. And he just struggled a little bit and walked a couple guys, hit a guy, and ended up giving up three runs to tie it up. We had scored three in the top of the first and had a chance to really blow it open and score four or five runs, and we kind of missed an opportunity, and they tied it back up, and then we had a big fifth inning and scored four, and really thought we kind of were starting to get it under control, and Garrett Borst was throwing well and through four innings and really managed and kind of navigated it. And But I tipped my cap in the fifth, and then the sixth they scored one run each inning and got some two out movement and scored runs. And we went into the bottom of the eighth, 7-5 up, and gave up a single, and then booted a ground ball. The infield just tried to make a play a little too quick and got in a hurry. And again, this time of year, it gets heightened. And their best hitter, who we have done a pretty good job of kind of working around, he walked up and took a 1-0 pitch and put a good swing on it. And that was that put them up 8-7, and they took care of things in the top of the ninth. And, that's kind of the way it ends. It just kind of, sometimes it ends in a slow death, and sometimes it's just a quick, sudden pop, and that's what it was.
Yeah, again, just disappointing being so close, having that lead late and having it slip away. It just was very disappointing, obviously, and I know you guys really wanted to get there to Grand Junction and whatnot, but when you take a look back on this season and you've had the weekend to sort of reflect on it, I know you're doing exit interviews yesterday and today, what is the thing that you're going to remember most or think most about with this group and this year and this team?
Well, I think just they overachieved. I mean, I think they really, really did. We had such a good team and such a talented team last year that was just kind of jumped off the page to you. And this year, I think it was kind of more of a slow, gradual progression. We won some really impressive games in February that I knew we were going to have a rough time. Our schedule was very challenging non-conference, and they just went out there and we really put together some great games and beat some teams that were ranked teams. And, we got in the conference and lost that first series against Vol, and then turned around and lost the series to Walters, and, we're scrambling 2-4. And then we just proceeded to, sweep the next three, and just kind of, to finish second in the regular season was outstanding, and then turn around and win the conference tournament by beating, the number one ranked team in the nation twice. And there's a lot of really, really positive memories and a lot of guys that did just super things. And like I said, it's unfortunate, but the season only ends well for one team. I mean, it just does. And, we just weren't that team this year, but we're working to try to find a way to get those six outs for next year.
Greg Dennis, again, hanging with us, the Chattanooga State head baseball coach. When you think back about this team overachieving, what was the aspect of this team that surprised you the most from start to where you guys finished?
I think really the offense, I mean, we felt like we were going to be okay. We had a lot of guys. I mean, Owen Brock really put together some really good strings. Adam Haber had a very, very good year this year and was very consistent. And, you know, coming off of last year, that's tough to do. And he did. He really had a good year. C.J. Morrow, the freshman, and Kate Chamley, freshman, both had really good years for us. And I think our offense really gelled a little earlier than what we anticipated. The defense we felt like we could be pretty good at. On the mound, I think there were some guys that did better than what we anticipated. But, I mean, of course, Charlie Smith, I mean, 11-1. We're trying to tout him as hard as we can for All-American, and I sure hope he gets a shot at that because he certainly deserves it. But Matthew Gist had a great year, and Cooper Longren came in and saved our bacon as a freshman against Southwest in the tournament. So there were a lot of areas that really that jumped up and surprised us. But that's kind of the JUCO level. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen.
Now, what I was just kind of looking over the statistics for the year, and I counted it up. The nine guys in your lineup that were the most, you know, they got over 100 at-bats this year, every single one of those guys hit over 300. That doesn't happen very often.
No, I mean, they really, there was a lot of consistency in there and a lot of guys that, I mean, I look at the ribbies and I look at the runs scored and it's really spread out. And that to me shows, you know, it's a really balanced offense and everybody's kind of carrying the load some. And I really think it was that way. I think the front three carried the load a lot of times early and here later in the year, the bottom three guys really had big moments and big at bats. So, I think offensively, I think we did some really impressive things, and hopefully those guys are coming back. I think we've got a good group coming back, and we've got an outstanding recruiting class. I think it's the best recruiting class we've had since I've been here 20 years, hands down. And we're super excited about the prospects of some high-level blue chip, you know, D1 caliber guys coming in here and adding to what we're doing.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that again. Greg Dennis hanging with us here on The Word with G. Before we get to that, talk to me a little bit about some of the guys that aren't going to be coming back that are either just done with baseball or some of the guys that are going to be moving on and playing different places.
Well, there's a number of guys that are. I mean, Abe McCaskey, of course, is already signed with Charleston Southern. I think Scott Campbell is getting courted by a number of places. I think he's got visits to Belmont and Charleston Southern ahead of him. Adam Haber was in this morning, and he's got two or three visits. I think Butler University is on him and FIU. Owen Brock is looking to probably go back up north. He's talking to some schools, some D2s and mid-major D1s up north because he's from Illinois. There's a number of Matthew Gist was over at Lee yesterday and was offered, and he's got a number of other schools that he's being courted by. So we're very fortunate to have some guys that had some outstanding seasons that I think are being recognized now for those and have some options and opportunities. And hopefully by the middle of the summer, you know, we'll have a nice list of guys that have all gotten to go on and further their careers. And I mean, certainly that's what our job is at this level, try to, facilitate them getting to move on.
How about the guys that were freshmen last year that are going to be back this year, this coming year, or next year, I should say, that you guys are going to be relying upon heavily or that you're expecting or hoping will take a nice little jump?
Yeah, we're hoping. I mean, C.J. Morrow and Kate Chamley, who I mentioned, are two that we feel like can had a ton of at-bats and a ton of success and should be frontline guys for us, top-of-the-order caliber guys. Mason Page finished the year and had some really big moments in some games. And, he's planning on coming back. Of course, Charlie, I mean, there'll be a lot of – Charlie's going to garner a lot of national attention. I mean, he'll be preseason All-American on – a number of places for the JUCO level. And Cooper Longren had some really good outings at the end of the year, and I think ended up like 4-0 or 5-0. And our hope is that he has a really strong summer and comes back a little stronger and a little more aggressive. And he would be a great a great addition, you know, kind of on a weekend kind of basis. But it's, you know, this level, even the returners, I mean, they're just sophomores. So it's still, it's such a learning process. And even when they come back, it's not like they're juniors and seniors where they've been through it for 3 or 4 years. They're still learning. And so it's come back. And our goal is just to put a lot of really competitive guys that are very talented around them and just approach it like iron sharpens iron. I mean, we're going to put those guys out there and we're going to really compete and we're going to find out who, you know, who can get the job done on a regular basis. And we're very excited about the prospects of the new guys as well as the guys returning and what opportunities are there.
Chattanooga State head baseball coach Greg Dennis visiting with us one more time here this season to talk a little bit about this 2023 season going into 2024. Now, you mentioned the recruiting class and the blue chippers and how excited you are about this recruiting class. Talk to me a little bit about some of the guys that you know are coming, if you can talk about them and what that entails for you guys moving forward.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know that I can, to be honest. I mean, because there's so many limitations on, I mean, like, if they put something out on Twitter, we can like it, but we can't retweet it.
Huh.
So, yeah, there, I mean, there's like stuff that, so, I mean, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is throw something out there and then have somebody in your wide, and I know your listening audience is a huge audience.
Like,
I mean,
two or three people.
Not just regional, but I mean, it's, and the last thing I would want to do is expose something that probably shouldn't be. So I think that maybe early, maybe we could do an early fall edition and you know, maybe in August and you could, or even late July, we could set some up because I would love to discuss those guys and be able to really put out there what we got. I don't know. And the last thing I'd want to do is go do something. And then all of a sudden I'm getting that phone call that's going, "Hey dude," and that's, I don't know. So I'm going to have to duck that, but I don't want to, because there's a lot of really, really good. There's some kids that have enjoyed great seasons this year and are in state playoffs and are ranked in perfect game and are, you know, all of this kind of, and that we really, it's the best class I've been a part of since I've been here by far. And we've got some arms coming in that are outstanding. So we're very committed to taking what we've done the last couple of years and really the last 15, 20 years and pushing it up another notch.
Oh yeah. We definitely don't want to get you in trouble here on the show. We'll let you keep that under wraps. And you know, when you can talk about it, just let me know and we'll get you on here and we'll do a little 2024 preview of what you guys have coming in when you can talk about it. But last one for you, Coach. What are you most looking forward to doing this off season? You know, I know you obviously have got recruiting and things like that and getting everything in order for this coming season and kind of pushing the reset button a little bit. But what does Greg Dennis like to do in the off season in terms of what are you looking forward to getting an opportunity to do with maybe a little bit more downtime?
I always look forward to getting to play a little golf and even a little disc golf and just get out with my wife, Mary, and get to go and just enjoy out around the community. Cause as you know, Chattanooga is a wonderful community and there's tons to do, from, you know, stuff downtown to hiking on the mountains to, and we love doing that. I've got a trip to Texas ahead of me in June for our 40th, a reunion for our national championship team at McLennan in junior college in 1983. So I'm looking forward to going back and seeing the area there in Waco, as well as in North Dallas where I coached before here. You know, it's just getting out and getting to spend time with the family and just getting to, you know, just enjoy a little downtime and a little less pressure and just seeing this area around here and getting to enjoy some of the fun activities that you can do here.
There you go. Love it. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get out into the golf course sometime here in the near future. And, hopefully I can beat you this time.
Oh, you beat me. Yeah, no problem. Beat me. It's just fun being out there. So we're going to book it. We're going to definitely get out there. So, I appreciate you and appreciate what you do and staying with the program and everything. And you bring us good luck. We've been solid every year that you've been part of it. And so we want to stay part of the family.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. And glad that you're willing to be, you know, open with us and give us your time every week to talk about the program and those kids here in Chattanooga who, as you alluded to, you guys have had some nice seasons over the last couple of years, and this was the sort of the, you know, cream of the crop, you know, this year, and getting to where you guys were and beating Walters, and, you know, we're looking forward to taking that a next step and getting back to Grand Junction next year.
Yeah, that's what the goal is, and we're working to build it, and we're going to bring you right along with us as we do it, and we're looking forward to another fun year next year.
I do want a promise from you right now that when you go to Grand Junction next year, I want a seat on that plane.
Well, you're more than welcome to, absolutely.
I was going to try to bring that up to you this year. If you guys, I was like hoping you guys were going to mail out 7-3. They got this. I'm ready to kind of, I got the text ready to fire away to you. Hey, can we get a seat? I want to go cover the team. And unfortunately, it did not happen. But next year.
You could have had that seat next to me on the van driving back 5 hours. That was not nearly as sexy a trip.
No.
But hopefully we will, and when we do, we're gonna load everybody up. We're gonna go have some fun.
Love it. Keep up the good work, and can't wait to hit the golf course with you sometime this offseason.
All right, Greg, we'll do it, man. Take care.
There he goes, Greg Dennis, right here on The Word with G.